We've been doing Sankirtan for Guru Varga's glories. And then we've been hearing the conclusion of the Shastras, where it said that if one neglects the lotus feet of Krishna, then even if he achieves the position of being liberated, he falls down from there. Why? Because he thinks of himself to be falsely liberated. Kaviraj Goswami said that seeing a bhakta, by seeing his vichar, then they realize that, see, a person, he takes whatever he likes from the Shastras, and then he tries controlling others according to his own speculations. So to be liberated from samsara, one should not accept any kind of bandhan. Because of Agyan, they say the Jiva has become Brahma. And they say, Brahma, he has become covered by ignorance. Therefore he becomes the Jiva. And when the Jiva becomes free from this ignorance, then he becomes Brahma. Sarvam klam idam Brahma. That time he becomes liberated. They say Dasharatha Maharaj, he never became liberated. Nanda also never was never liberated. But Vasudeva Maharaj was very fortunate. Because when all the Navayoganda Rishis came, Narada Rishi came, he prayed to them that I have accepted Bhagavan as my son, but I have not tried for this liberation. How can I be liberated? So the Navayoganda Rishis, they were supposed to perform the yajna. That in Narada Rishi he came. And then they said, oh Narada Rishi, how can I get mukti? And now we become trapped by this attachment. How can we be free from this moha? So then, so some say that some who consider themselves to be very exalted, they say that Brahma has become all the jivas. Being caught by ignorance, he has manifested himself as all the jivas. And they say Parameshwar has become Ishwar because of ignorance. Means Ram, Krishna, they've all been covered by ignorance and they become Ishwar. And when this ignorance goes away, then they also become one with Brahma. And the jiva has become Brahma because of the gyan. And this ignorance goes away, the jiva also becomes Brahma. Therefore, this vichar is very faulty. And all the sastras only say one thing. They speak of this Kaivalya Eka Mukti. This mukti is the only provision, the only goal. And to become one with Bhagavan is very... they say because we are separate from Bhagavan, that I am... Because we are separate from Bhagavan, then Maya catches us. And then we have to be bound by this body, which is bound to suffer. Bound by this body, mind, senses, undergoing so many difficulties. So this is the vichar of the Mayavadis. Therefore this is Sarva Kalam Idam Brahma. Everyone is Brahma. Yanasti Kinchana. So they say, except for Brahma, there's nothing else in this world. So Tattamasi, you're Brahma, I'm Brahma, I'm Brahmasmi. So they believe in these Mahavakyas. If you meditate on these mantras, then you'll get mukti. So Mahaprabhu appeared in Navadvip Dham. Then he said that Prakashananda, he is in Kashi. And what is he doing? He's trying to cut my body into pieces. Because in Varanasi, Prakashananda Saraswati, the Guru of the Mayavadi, is he. There's so many. Millions of disciples, yes. Because he says everyone is Brahma. You are Brahma, I am Brahma. Whatever you do, you will be Brahma. You will never be affected. forget that. Forget everything and just realize you're Brahma. And why should you worry about sin, punya, all these things? It's all speculation that I've committed sin. I've done pious activity. So Mahaprabhu has said, he's trying to prove that Brahma is Nirakar, Nirgun, Navyay, Ananta. Doesn't believe in his Swarup. So Mahaprabhu at that time, he was telling this to his students in school. And he didn't have any vikar. Say the Siddha Jiva is Brahma. Therefore, this mala tilak wearing the Brahmin thread, this, all this means to accept this bandhan, this bondage. Therefore, leave your Shika sign, leave your Brahma Sutra, leave your mala tilak, and become one with Brahma. Then you'll never be sad in your life. What is the use of decorating this body? So they have this opinion. And they speak about all these things very eloquently. So no need to do sadhan bhajan. You just meditate and do this dhyan, jap tapa, that you are Brahma. Except for Brahma, there is nothing else in this world. So Madhvacharya, he came and he cut all their arguments. Acharya Ramanuj came. Vishnu Swami, Nimbaditya. So they all came and they cut all the arguments, but still they won't listen. Let's say, only speaking about Maya. They only meditate, speculate on form of Brahma. So the sadhak can meditate on Brahma. They follow this Panchopasana. They worship the five deities. Vishnu, Shiva, Durga, Ganesh, Surya. They say, just meditate, speculate on one form. When your mind is equipoised, then you can discard this form. Then, all this is just anartha. This is also Maya engaging such puja part. Just leave, don't care for such forms of Maya. And become one with Brahma, they say. Therefore, they don't wear this Brahmin thread, they don't put tilak. Kanti. In Ramanuj Sampradaya, they don't put Kanti. They say that if you wear this Tulsi Kanti, Tulsi Mala, then when you're bathing, what will happen? Where will the water go? The water will touch your feet. Then it's a big sin. So no need to put Kanti. So the many upper Sampradayas, they say that if you put this wood around your neck, then there's so much wood found everywhere. Put the wood on your head, all over your body. Why just put wood around your neck? And they say they're trying to cheat this world. So when the acharya has come to this world, then when they're preaching, giving instructions to the jivas, then they say when they accept the jivas, make them full of all these good qualities, then the jiva becomes qualified to follow the path of Adi Tattva. Before that, there's so many who will cheat, who will do many kinds of dramas. And they say there are so many who form their own sampradayas. So once in Guwahati, in Assam, Maharaji went preaching there. There's one person called Hankardev. For Shankar, they say Hankar. Like here, if you say Shri Krishna in Uttar Pradesh, in Odisha, they say Krishna. They don't say Krishna. They say they pronounce the name Hare Krishna in different ways, in different regions, according to their bhavs. So even if one says anything in any form, still Krishna will accept. Why? He is Bhavagrahi Janardhan. He only accepts the mode. Pandit, he says Vishnu Enma, and the fool, he cannot even pronounce the name of Vishnu properly. But still Krishna is very happy, thinking anyhow he is remembering my name. But those who are opposed, those who are opposed to this chanting Nam Kirtan, they say, I am Brahma. Why should you worship and chant the names of anyone else? It is only a waste of time. It is only to entangle one in Maya. So there is a big Dharma Sabha, religious assembly. Many disciples of Hankardev came. Then many Bodo Jatis came, because Assam is a place of tribal people. All the tribes in Assam. In Assam you can see. It's a very, very strange place. So they came in many groups and they sat down. The Harikatha, there's a rule. The wherever the Acharyas go, then there's Nagar Sankirtan. Then there's Mahaprasad in the afternoon. Many people are invited to listen, to ask questions. But you should not ask any unnecessary questions. You should ask any question based on Dharma or religion. So say they asked, if the heart becomes pure by wearing tulsi, if the mind becomes pure, then we should also put tulsi around the necks of all animals. Why just human beings? Because a person, when he wears tulsi, he is offering himself to Bhagwan. Dei tulsi tila, deo jana, daya jani jana ribu mahoi. Where one offers tulsi, then that person, or that thing, is offered to Bhagwan. Just one offers little water, tulsi, then Bhagwan, he sells himself to that person. Offers just little Ganga and tulsi. So he sold to that person. So they say we can also put tulsi wala around cow and buffalo. Then they are also Bhagwan's. And once they are Bhagwan's devotees, then we are also Bhagwan's devotees. Where is the difference? In Bhagavatam you see one jiva is always eating another jiva. This is how creation takes place. So what is so sinful about this? Because once you put tulsi around cow and buffalo, then that also become prasad. You offer halwa, sabji, and with tulsi, and that also becomes prasad. So we say we also put tulsi around cow and buffalo, and we also offer this cow and buffalo to Bhagwan. We say we are also honoring Mahaprasad. So we are not committing any sin. We are trying to cheat. But how are we sinful then? And Swami Maharaj went to the west then. There's so many cows there. Then they say if you don't slaughter the cows, then they'll increase in number and they'll be a big nuisance to society. And Swami Maharaj said, alright, there's so many crows flying in the sky. So why don't you kill the crows? There's so many donkeys in this world. Why don't you kill the donkey? But now I heard in one country they also eat donkeys. You see, even in... You can imagine what kind of country it is eating even donkeys. So here you see... They're raising many such questions. And they are asking, saying... So it was a big paper which had 300 questions. And they say you'll have to answer all these questions now. Or else we'll attack you with bricks, stones and all these things. Because they're all tribal people. They are these Gurkhas, very fierce people. So, and so they all became one group. The entire society became one group. And they said, just by touching Tulsi, one thing becomes Bhagwan's remnants. If you offer anything to Bhagwan Tulsi, then he accepts, and that is his remnant. So what are we doing then? Whatever we get, when we offer these goats, dogs, cats, we put Tulsi leaf around them and we'll offer to Bhagwan. And then it becomes Bhagwan's prasad. Then we are actually honoring his prasad. What do they do in Assam? They catch a dog, they nicely feed the dog, and they make the dog very fat. And then what do? They tie the four legs of the dog, and they hang it from above, and they say they light a night fire. And then what do? Gradually they do a... They say they gradually kill the dog, and then they start killing it, and they say they start distributing its meat to everyone. And then when the father has become very old, what do they say? They say, all of you come, there's a big feast today. And then they go on top of the mountain and they throw him down from there. Push him down. And they say he survives, then again they take him from top. Again they push him down. And then when he dies, then they say, oh, today there's a big feast in my father's name. And then what do? They distribute his father to everyone. They say, this is just the father. 100 years, he performed so many austerities. And now we are also getting the fruit of his tapasya now. They are very cruel. They don't follow any morality, nothing. So then they asked. So Trikra Maharaj, he said, I'll answer. Pangurudev, he said, no, you sit down. Mohan Maharaj, sit down. Narayan Maharaj, he'll answer. Let him speak to all of them. Because wherever the flow comes from, but ultimately it meets the ocean. And if the sea dries up first, then how can it meet the ocean? Like you see in the Yamuna, no, there's no water now. They somehow stop the flow of the Yamuna. No? So therefore there should be a continuous flow. When this flow will never stop, so Maharaj will speak. So when Parangurudev gave this order, then Maharaj, there was a big stage then, 20 feet high, because 10-15,000 people would come. So Maharaj offered pranams to everyone. Then Maharaj, he'd say, Bhagavad Vyasadeva is written, Jivo Jivasya Bhojanam. The one Jiva eats another Jiva. One Jiva is food for another Jiva. But they also made one more rule. What is that rule? That whatever is done, Yajna is done as an offering to please Yajneshwar Srihari. In this Gomed Yajna, they sacrifice cows. In Ashwamedh Yajna, they sacrifice a horse. And then they say, sometimes they sacrifice deer. Sometimes they even sacrifice human beings. And they say, the Rishi Maharshi Tapasvi Brahmarshi Rajarshi, they think that Bali means to give a gift to everyone. So therefore the best sacrifice is sacrifice your own self. Means to offer your own Atma at the Lord's feet of Sri Bhagavan. and to be absorbed in His seva eternally. This is the best sacrifice. So Rishi Maharshis, what do? Wherever this Gomayan Yagya would take place, then the old cows, they'd be brought and they'd be sacrificed. And they say, in the evening, that anyhow, this cow which was offered a sacrifice would emerge out of the fire in a very young body. And Maharaj, he cited evidence that once on Rishi, he started a yagya. That beginning from Brahma Murta, he started this Gomayan Yagya, sacrificing a cow. Now as he offered the final offering, he became absorbed in Samadhi. Because the Atma is bound now by the body. So you'll have to offer this Atma at the lotus feet of Sri Bhagavan. And a person who can do this, he is qualified to perform this yagya. He can offer this. He can make others offer themselves. But if we cheat others, then we'll be punished. So then, in the evening, the Rishi, he sent this old cow inside the fire. And then by the power of his mantras, a young cow emerged. But this cow, someone limb was missing from its body. Two bones were missing from the right side of its body. Some bones and flesh. The Rishi was thinking, what has happened here? Did any Asura Rakshasa come and do this to the cow? Eaten part of its meat? Because they are always creating so many disturbances. How did this cow, where are the bones and flesh of this cow? They say again, when he sat down in Dhyan, he saw the Rishi, his wife, she was pregnant. She saw this red meat and she became greedy. So what did she do? She stole some of that meat and she ran away with that meat and bones. And she started cooking and she also ate that meat, cow meat. And they say, when she buried the flesh and part of the blood, bones. And she would not eat the entire meat, so she threw that into the water. And these drops of blood that were strewn on the ground, then mantra, he chanted some mantras and he made it alive. And even the meat that was floating in the water, that also became alive. Because the Rishi chanted his mantras, they became alive then. Just as that big fish in the river, Gajar Mashli, this fish was born from the meat of the cow. It started floating in the river. It's a very strong fish. It can kill all the other fish. It's like the king of all fish in the river that was born from the meat. And what she do? She buried the bones within the ground, under the ground. So then by these bones, garlic came out. Garlic also, you see, it's white like bones. And this, and then they say, she even buried some of the flesh. And then from the flesh, onion was born. Onion is very pungent smelling, very bad smelling. And then this carrots came from, carrots also came from this thing. And then masoor dal, that came from the blood of the cow. So what happened? Onions, garlic, masoor dal, and carrots were born. And then that baby who was within the stomach of that woman, what happened? The Rishi said, that boy will be a Muslim. Muslims, you see, they always eat cow flesh. You see, they always do everything opposite way. Everything on opposite way. In the month of Posh, what do they do? You see, in the month of Purushottamas, they marry. In Chaturmasya they don't follow any rules. They do follow the, if they follow Vrata in the day, the Hindus, they follow Vrata. They marry in the night and they follow Vrata during the day. So if anyone is doing Vrata in the night, then they eat during the entire night, and then during Ramzan they fast during the day. And for them, you see, they especially like eating cow meat. They love eating cow meat, and they like onion garlic and all this. They even like eating onion garlic in a raw way. They apply the onion garlic on their bodies everywhere. And they say, and any medicine they have, that medicine has onion garlic. And they like fish especially. You see here, without eating fish, they cannot enjoy their life. And they especially like carrots. See, they like carrot halwa. Or else anyhow, they make carrot halwa. And they say, oh, why should we listen to the scriptures? They say, oh, Guruji said, what did you make? He said, made shark. And what did they do? They made a fish. And then they covered the fish with shark, with spinach. Then the Guruji, he saw the shark, the spinach, and he said, hey, what is this fish? He said, oh Guruji, that's not fish, that's just burnt shark. No harm, listen. They like eating carrots, drinking carrot juice. Say, all these things. But they say, by eating carrot, blood is produced in the body. They like masoor dal. Because masoor dal is very tasty, it's a lot of protein. And black masoor and red masoor. This is produced from the blood of the cow. And onion is vegetable born from the ground, so why should onion not be eaten? So whatever the Rishi Maharshi's Brahmashis Tapasvi is, they have this. Then they would chant these mantras and sacrifice something. Means what? They'd offer their Atma at the lotus feet of Prabhu. And they say, not that you kill them and eat their flesh. You see, the animals can do this because they are suffering only from their karma. Even if they kill another animal, they will not suffer for that sin. Even if a cow uses its horns to kill someone, it will not incur any sin. If a snake bites someone, it doesn't get any sin. Tiger kills someone. But if a human being does all these things, then he'll suffer from his karma. Maharaji gave an example. What do? We preach, and then we make people leave homes, take them to the temple. Sometimes we take a husband away, someone's son away. Some say we're... So is this sin? This is like stealing someone from someone's house. So who will suffer for this? But no. They say, what are we doing? We're offering this Atma at the lotus feet of Sri Bhagavan. The Atma will also bless us and give its blessings. Because after many years, if you offer an Atma at the lotus feet of Bhagavan, then you'll be so happy. Oh, my son was wandering in so many different spheres of life. Now you've brought him back to me. I'm so happy. So this way, the Bhagavan will also bless you, and the Jiva will also bless you. But for the maintenance of the body, you should not accept anything in the mode of ignorance. Because why should you kill the cow? Take the milk of the cow, drink its milk. You see, if there's any fruit, you take the seed of the fruit also. And you see, you can sow the seed inside the ground, it will grow into a tree. But you should also not eat the seeds, because sometimes seed is very poisonous. So as for whatever you need to maintain your body, you should maintain according to the Shastras. Except only those things. All these Rishi Maharshis, they would say that for the Jivatma and Prabhu Seva. Just as someone would preach and take someone from someone's house, offer them in Lord Sweet Sri Bhagavan, then they are also benefited and everyone is benefited. This way, if anyone is qualified, then which make that living entity separate from the five elements. We offer that jiva as a Lord Sri Bhagavan. Sir Maharaj said, once Maharaj Janaki called all Rishi Maharshis to discuss the Shastras. When they said anyone who loses in this debate, he'll be thrown into the pond. So then Ashtavakra Rishi's father, he also came, the Jamalagni Rishi. And he lost in this debate. So threw him inside the pond. Then Ashtavakra Rishi, from his very childhood, he was thinking, I'll become such a scholar, I'll defeat all of them. I'll defeat the king. And then I'll avenge my father's death. He's a very intelligent boy. He was crooked in 8 parts of the body, but very intelligent. So one day when he achieved Brahmagyan, when he became realized in all the Shastras, he did such tapasya. And one day he was crooked in all 8 places. So when he walked, he was walking in very crooked way, and he reached Janak Maharaj's palace. And then he was knocking. And then he said, oh, Maharaj Janak, come out, come outside. I need to speak to you. So Maharaj Janak, everyone was shivering. Who is this person speaking so loudly? Where did he get this power from? And he stood outside the gate. And then all the scholars, all the they all started laughing, seeing him. And he started laughing even more loudly. He said, why are you laughing? Then he said, why are you laughing? Then they said, you're crooked in 8 parts of your body. You're naked. And you're shouting loudly. So who will not laugh? Then he said, why did you laugh? I was laughing. Because I thought Janak Maharaj, he had many scholars in his assembly. But then all of you are only cobblers. You're only looking at the skin. Look at the color of the skin. Is the skin black or white or crooked? You're only looking at this. So then they were thinking, what is he saying? Then they said, all of you are cobblers. Chastise all of them. Not even one person is Tathagya, Vaishnav. Then he said, now I've come. Now I'm standing here. Now even one will not leave. No one can run away from here now. Because he has this Brahmadanda. The sannyasi has a danda. And Brahmanas have this Brahmadanda. He does this Brahmadanda. And he said, I'll not let any person leave. You have to debate with me. And anyone loses, then he said, even Maharaj Janak, then I'll kill everyone, he said. I'll throw everyone inside the pond. Maharaj Janak understood, oh, he's come to avenge his father. So then he folded his hands. He worshipped Ashtavakra Rishi. And then he made him sit on his own singhasana. Found his arati. Then, to please him, so that his anger goes away, he performed his arati. And then he prayed that you are very sad because your father was apparently killed. But he said, I did not kill your father. In Sargalok, Indra, Guru Vraspati and all the other devatas that prayed to me that if there is any scholarly person in this world, you should send them here because we have very big shortage of scholars. Because if you open a school, you need teachers there. As long as there's no intelligent person there, then they're all independent. No one can control that person. So, by doing such sadhana, they became qualified. So therefore, we need such scholars in our assembly there in heaven. because five body made of my five materials cannot go to heaven. Some bodies made of fire, water, earth, or air, or ether. So any body made entirely of one element can go. So many people who leave their bodies, they leave what happened to their soul. They say soul goes through the medium of air. So it takes a lot of time. They go into the region of air. So it takes a lot of time to be delivered from this region of air. And some enter into the fire. This is Brahma Agni. Fire comes out of their head. And the entire body is burnt. They say they achieve a very auspicious destination very quickly. Because their body is burnt by this Brahma Agni. Yogic fire. And some, what do they do? They dig a pit and then they enter into the pit while still alive. And the others, they enter into the water. Jal Samadhi. So, Janak Maharaj is Ashtaka Rishi. I made your father separate from five elements and I sent him into the Prakritras to Devaloka. Let's go to the edge of the pond, I'll call your father. So Janak Maharaj, he called his father, from Swarga. Then he said, oh. Then this Ashtaka Rishi's father came there. And then he said, oh brother, oh son, I'm so happy with you. And now I bless you, that your eight limbs of the body, which are crooked, they'll become straight now. And this way. You see, one who is especially one who speaks in a stuttering way, and one who walks in a stuttering way, one who behaves in a stuttering way, you should be careful of these people. Especially, they're like shaitan themselves. They're like, you never know what they're saying, what they're doing. There's no guarantee. They speak so many lies. Because he's stuttering and then he's saying, I didn't say this, someone else said this, it's not my fault, I have never spoken like this. So I say, he says, he speaks to you very respectfully, very honorably, but everything he's saying is a lie. And one who's, his father said, now you were crooked in eight places, so now I'll make you straight. And you turn out of bhajan sadhan. And my blessings are upon you. And he said, don't have hate towards anyone. You should be free from all these anarthas. Hatred, envy, aversion. These are not the qualities of a sadhu. So then he told Ashtaka Rishi, well, what need was there to embarrass all these scholars? You could have just prayed to me and I would have come. No, all these scholars are cursing you. If you wanted to know anything, you can ask humbly. And his father gave him these instructions, darshan, and he left. See, one person is very powerful. Whatever he does is according to shastras. But if we are not careful, then we may think, oh, he performed Gomendyagya, he sent a cow into the fire. So I will also perform this Gomendyagya. I will also send many cows into this fire. And my stomach also has a fire, so I will send this cow into my stomach. So all this is not good. This means you are inflicting pain upon others and you have to suffer for this. And then say another question comes. Then there are some cows who are very happy, who are looked after very nicely, and some cows are very mercilessly slaughtered. And you see, these butchers, they take them to slaughter houses, then they spray hot water on them, and the cows are shouting out in pain, their skin comes out, and they slaughter them. And there are some who kill the cow a little, and then eat tainted meat. They don't eat the cow, they don't kill it in one day. They slowly kill it to take its meat away. And then they'll also be born as cows, these same butchers. And the other cows who are slaughtered, they'll become butchers and they'll slaughter them. They say, and those who worship the cows do tapasya, they, then even if they go to another place, they'll also be worshipped there. These were people who worship cows. They say, very auspicious for them. So Bhagavan is giving so many things for as food for the jivas. When creation took place, Brahma, he was told that, oh no, you're creating, but this creation is being destroyed. Why? Because the strong jiva is eating the weaker jiva, so will creation remain. And they're so hungry, they're eating as much as they can. Like see Kumbhakarna, he would only, one day he'd be awake. And then that one day he'd eat whatever food was available. He'd put big elephants in his mouth. If you go to any bank of a pond, you see there's a big bird, this crane. What does it do? It goes inside and catches so many fish. And what does it do? The whole day just catching fish and eating it. Because of that, it has a big body, killing so many fish. Similarly, there are some people who whole day they're just eating. But where is all this food going? Once one person, he came to the temple. Once in night, so much kheer was made from dates. So there's a big bucket of such kheer. They offered bhoga. Because in the morning, all this kheer would be distributed to everyone. So in the morning, I asked this person, where is this bucket? This bucket was right underneath the bed. Then I asked him, then this person, he told me, oh, the demigods came in the night to me, and the demigods, they told me that this kheer is dev bhoga, is our remnants. So you should eat this entire bucket of kheer. This is our remnants. You should never leave this bucket out in the open. You see, if you get any prasad, immediately you should eat it. You should not leave it overnight. So what could I do? These demigods, they told me, they ordered me to eat this kheer. So what did I do? I took a little and I slept, and I ate again a little, then I slept again. The whole night I was sleeping and eating. And by morning I finished the entire bucket of kheer. So then I said, alright, now you also become a demigod now. Then he told me, Guruji has told you to speak Harikatha. Then I said, I'll speak on one condition. I said, alright, if you eat 25 rotis in one time, then I'll speak Harikatha, or else I won't speak Harikatha. Then what did I say? Then in one go, he ate 25 rotis. And he finished eating everything. There were like 10 liters of curd. He ate 10 liters of curd. He had a big bucket of rasgullas. He said, what is rasgulla? It's only sweet water, nothing. He said, the whole day he ate everything. They say, there are such jivas. There won't be anything left. Brahma was saying, where is my creation? The entire creation has eaten itself. So then Brahma, he prayed to Bhagavan. He said, Prabhu, their hunger is never satisfied. Just see, this creation. Say, they're eating and eating the whole day, all night. They're eating fruits, flowers, they're eating men, women, animals, they're eating everything. So then, what to do? So then they pray to Bhagavan. And then Bhagavan, he said, on the Akshaya Tritiya, month of May, Vaishakh, he said, that day I'll create this, he told Balakshmiji. That, oh, Lakshmiji, you give something by which their hunger will go away. They'll be happy, peaceful. They'll never be angry. They'll never disturb the other jivas. So give them something. Some food. So then Lakshmiji, she gave this Bhagavan's prasad. First of all, she gave this Bhagavan's prasad to Matarath. Then she said, this will never be empty. This will never. So this was barley. Joe. She gave this barley and she gave til, the sesame seeds. Barley and sesame seeds. Where is the jivas now? Be hungry. And she gave fruits. roots, so many different kinds. This way, you see, there are some creepers and some kinds of grass that never die, because cows and buffaloes need a lot of grass to eat. And this way, the more the cows eat this grass, the more it will grow on the ground. This way, the cows will give milk to others. This way, she gives so many different kinds of food to the jivas. But even then, then Bhagavan himself came as Jagannath. Mahalakshmi herself came. And she herself is cooking for all the jivas. And you see here in Jagannath Puri, all around the world is Mahaprasad is going, all around the universe. And anyone who accepts this Mahaprasad, he is benefited in all ways, he is always satisfied. And even one, you see, even if one has died, and if you offer this Mahaprasad to him, then even if he is born in hellish species of life, he will also be delivered. You see, if one person is suffering so much in the end, he cannot leave his body, then you offer little Jagannath Mahaprasad in his mouth. Even if he cannot accept, then just put this Jagannath Mahaprasad on his head. Sometimes he cannot swallow also, so then you can put some water on and make him swallow. Or else you can take the Jagannath Mahaprasad and put it around his head. Just see the how powerful Mahaprasad is. So therefore Maharaj just said that Prithvi, Mother Earth, has given so many kinds of food. But what about those living in the upper planetary systems, Bhurpuha, Mahajana, Tapaloka? Because those in gross bodies like gross food, those in subtle bodies, what will they eat? So then Mahaprabhu, Bhagavan, he said, by chanting certain mantras, then even if your forefathers are in different planets, they'll get this food. If you offer Mahaprasad by mantras, then your ancestors, wherever they are, they'll get this Mahaprasad. And the smarthas, what do they do? They follow something else. Panchamkar. They follow this. What is this Panchamkar? They offer all these different kinds of things to the ancestors, like alcohol, wine, meat, all these things. They don't offer Mahaprasad. They say, oh, my ancestors, they eat non-veg, so we'll also produce Shraddh by giving them non-veg meat. So then they'll become demons. Why not offer Mahaprasad to them? Therefore, Maharaj, he said, therefore today is big religious assembly, so many people have come. Bhagavan has made Mahaprasad for everyone. So what need is there to slaughter the cows and buffaloes? Prabhu is not given, then you can say, but he's given you this Mahaprasad. And Krishna himself, in the Gita, he has said to Arjuna, those who honor this Mahaprasad, there's no one more fortunate than them. And those who know in heaven honor Mahaprasad, even if they eat, and those who don't honor Mahaprasad, they're very lusty, very angry people. Because they're honoring Mahaprasad, all kinds of miseries go away. One doesn't honor Mahaprasad, then how will he ever be happy in his life? So one, if he's always eating meat, how can he be happy? We're making others sad, how can one possibly be happy? Therefore, this Bhagavad Prasad should be given, offered to everyone. This is the injunctions of the Shastras. And then you'll be happy by honoring Mahaprasad. All your miseries will be go away, will go away. You'll be absorbed in this ocean of bliss. And they say, Maharaj spoke all these words, and everyone was so much influenced by him. And they say, there's a rule for the sadhus. And where we go with Guru Maharaj, many places. Guru Maharaj, you know, he'd go in the middle of the night, anywhere. And the brahmacharis, they would clean the pots, they would cook. Or the sannyasi, he would cook for everyone. may distribute mahaprasad and everyone will be fed. And whatever is left, they'll honor, or else they'll remain hungry the entire day and night. But they will never eat first. And say, they go to any Grihasthi's house. And even if they were devotees, then Guru Maharaj said, don't trouble the householders. Don't make them serve you. You should not be botheration to them. You should cook for them also. And then you should feed them. Or else we're going to stay for 5 days in their house. How will they maintain us for 5 days? Thousands of people come to listen to Katha Kirtan. Even when I go to Maharaj at Jaipur, then Maharaj, he take rice, ghee, so many things. Then he bring sabji from the market. And then say, he cook. And then he'd say, that you distribute mahaprasad to everyone, then you give me something. But before, so then Gurudev, he'd say, anyhow, let me see what you're feeding them. Because we should never trouble other living entities for our own sustenance. For maintaining our own lives, you never disturb others. And they say, don't trouble others for your own happiness. Rather, you should think about their happiness, even at the cost of your own happiness. You say, Maharaj, he spoke all these things. In the night, he honored mahaprasad. The next day in the morning, everyone, they came there with dry fruits, roots, and different seeds. They bought so many bags, and they put on their heads, and they're glorifying all the devotees. And they offered so many things for the devotees. There's one kind of rice called boka rice. If you soak that rice in the night, then there's no need to even boil that rice. It automatically boils on its own in the water. And it's very fat. And in the morning they eat that rice. Very easy to prepare. So they offer this kind of rice, fruits, roots, so many different kinds of things for all the devotees. So they all changed. How did they change? Because the words of the sadhu has such potency, such power. And they say, if you don't practice in your own life, then even if you speak something, they won't listen. You have to practice your own self. And say, the sadhu, he does austerities for the welfare of others. And he prays to Bhagavan on behalf of others. And Bhagavan listens to his prayers. You see, Vaishnava petitions Bhagavan on your behalf, then Bhagavan is bound to listen to him. Because if they don't pray on to Bhagavan on our behalf, then Bhagavan will never listen to our prayers. We may do many things, but who will give this fruit? Bhagavan will not listen. And they say, so therefore, it is Arjunatishtati means, we are all seated in this body, which is like a machine. And by Bhagavan's Maya, all the jivas are seated in this machine. They're all wandering everywhere. This body is like a machine. And as soon as you attain the association of Santa, you see, if a person has many people crying for him, then he can do Bhagavad Bhajan. But you see, if a person has no one, then he can never do Bhagavad Bhajan. So who will cry for us and pray to Bhagavan? Who is there for us? Who cares for our welfare, well-being? Who is merciful to us? Who will pray to Bhagavan on our behalf? Or else we become so tired praying to Bhagavan. But will he listen to us or not? But he will not listen. And they say, oh Bhagavan, he is deaf to our prayers. He doesn't listen. He is very cruel-hearted. But who will listen? He will listen. And if he listens, if he listens to our prayers, what can we possibly understand? There was one person who was blind, who was deaf, dumb, so he went to Kashi Vishwanath. So Shiv Thakur, he becomes very happy very quickly. So he went and sat near Kashi Vishwanath. He started fasting. Then Shivji was thinking, everyone has returned, why is he staying here? blind man, dumb, deaf, lame, cannot even walk. Because there, there's Annapurna Devi. She doesn't let anyone go hungry. Even if one is dying, then Shivji, he goes, speaks Ramnam into their ears. Therefore, you see, everyone wants to leave their body there in Varanasi, because then Shivji, he'll himself speak Ramnam. And in Vrindavan, say, every region has its own specialty. So Shivji, he said, where have you come here? He said, oh, you bless me, give me some blessing. He said, only ask me one blessing, don't ask me for two. I only give you one blessing. Don't ask for two or three. Then he said, alright, I'll only ask one blessing. What is that? That by my own eyes, I wish to see my grandson bring something on a I wish to see my own grandson eating on a golden plate. And I wish to take him on my lap and I wish to caress him. So they say he was not even married, so how will he get a grandson? And how will he eat on a golden plate when he has no money? So just, and he said, I want to see by my own eyes. So they say he asked everything in one blessing. So Shivji said, oh, you're so intelligent, huh? You wish to see means you want eyes. And you wish to see him eating on a golden plate means you want wealth. And you wish to have a grandson means you want to be married. So they say, all right, go. Now you can marry and then have a nice house, have a nice son, grandson. You can eat on a golden plate, everything. Now I'm your servant. No. See, before one person, he gets a salary for his work. But now you have made me your servant for three generations now. So you're very intelligent. Therefore, Bhagavan never listens to anyone's prayers. Because they're always thinking about their own selfishness, enjoyment. So he is silent. He says, I am Nirakar Nirgun, I cannot do anything, he says. Because Bal Gopal is a small baby. He says, oh, I'm just lying on Yashoda's lap, I'm stealing from others, how can I help you? Yashoda says, he's useless, this boy, Gopal. So who will ask from baby Gopal? Why should we trouble him? So then he asks from Bhagavan Narayan. Because Lakshmi is with him. They worship Lakshmi Devi. So Bhagavan says, I will not listen to anyone's prayers. Only when the bhaktas pray to someone, pray to Bhagavan on someone's behalf, then he'll listen. Immediately he'll listen. Why? He knows that bhakta, he will make that person also a bhakta. He will never let him be an enjoyer. They say, this assembly was for one day, then it continued for 1 week. Then all the people there of Assam, the college principal, students, everyone, they all became sadhus. All the professors, lecturers, they all took diksha. There's a big temple there. Even now, you see, if you go to Guwahati, now there's a big university there because of our Guru Varga's preaching. So the entire country changed. Oh, we listen tomorrow. This question that arose, that even if you put Tulsi around the goat, then the goat also becomes Prasad. So what is the harm in eating that goat? Because the goat has also become Mahaprasad. You eat vegetables, you offer boga with Tulsi. So what if you just offer one Tulsi leaf on a goat also, on a chicken? The chicken also becomes Prasad. So we listen tomorrow. What is the answer? Evil.